Back in 1996, Nightline host Ted Koppel packed up and left the Republican National Convention. He called it more of an infomercial than a news event. And that hasn't changed for either convention in the last 16 years, according to NPR's Ron Elving. Here's what he said Wednesday night.
Everything is just a ratification of what was decided somewhere else. So what these have become, as we've said before, is essentially multi-night advertisements on primetime television and on cable television for the ticket and for the ideas of each party.
Maybe so, but here's the thing. People watch them. The ratings company Nielsen reports that two-thirds of American households watched at least one of the 2008 conventions. That doesn't surprise former CNN political correspondent Charles Bierbauer.
Well, people watch infomercials, don't they? Somebody buys all those products that are out there. This is a political product that's being promoted to a national and global audience. And the media are free to attend and report as they choose.
Bierbauer covered 9 political conventions for CNN. Today, he's the mass communications dean at the University of South Carolina. He still gets a charge from political conventions.
I'm kind of a process person, and I like to see the process unfold and determine what the dynamics are and who holds sway and what the bargaining may be.
Okay, but the last time there wasn't a presumptive presidential nominee heading into a convention, Democratic or Republican, was back in 1976. Neither President Gerald Ford nor Ronald Reagan had enough delegates. That's not to say there hasn't been any drama, like the 1984 DNC that nominated Walter Mondale.
The question that hovered over the Democratic convention was, what does Jesse want? What is Reverend Jackson negotiating for behind the scenes to gain his support for the nominee?
That kind of drama is long gone, but it is an opportunity for the parties to energize their base. And then there's the money.
I'm Bob Biersack. I'm senior fellow at the Center for Responsive Politics in Washington. And I've been following money in elections for more than 30 years.
Although conventions are expensive, Biersack says the money raised wouldn't necessarily come in otherwise.
The Federal Election Commission has always thought of those as really funds that are intended to promote the city, as opposed to funds that are intended to promote the party. And you'll see the kinds of companies and organizations often on those lists that are either important locally or that have important resources that would be important in putting together a convention no matter where it was.
And the influx of powerful people and their money are an opportunity for candidates besides those at the top of the ticket.
And it's certainly a chance to get access to large donors and people who are really engaged in the process and often have resources. And so candidates and other kinds of organizations normally try to work very hard to fundraise in the context of the convention.
So in the end, it may be an infomercial, but we'll see which party's product sells better come November. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.